Redo.
Welcome to the Cheap Wine Parenting Podcast. I'm Michael.
And I'm Jessica.
This is a podcast where we talk about podcasts.
Cheap wine.
And sometimes parenting.
And a little bit of everything else.
This week, we're drinking the Tempranillo from Don Simon. Don Simon.
Ooh.
This thing is, this label is wild.
Yeah, it is.
This was purchased at Whole Foods, but it did not cost our whole paycheck. It was only $4.99. So let's give it a try. Woohoo! There's a lot going on.
Maybe I just swallowed it. I thought I kept it in my mouth for a while, but it didn't taste like strong to me.
It's not strong. It's like a flavor explosion in my mouth. Like,
that time I breathed in with it in my mouth and whoo, that was a lot. There's a flavor explosion?
It's what it feels like to me. So it's, we purchased this, as I said, from Whole Foods for $4.99 before we did the holiday extravaganza, and we had one of these in the holiday extravaganza.
And remember, we were
and
like,
I got really scared for this.
Yeah.
And it was rightful because I don't know. I would not buy another one of these.
No. If you like a red wine that is dry.
It's very dry.
And, winey tasting.
Winey tasting.
I know. Shut up. It just came out. Then this is for you. But if you're more on the side of, a slight red wine with, a little bit of a kick or something, I don't recommend this after my second drink. The first one, I must have just, chugged it.
See,
I was like, yummy.
I feel like this doesn't have a lot of wine flavor. This is not what I think of when I think of wine or when I think of a red, especially. It's very dry. It has, you can taste the alcohol. And it's, I don't know, the word, earthy comes to mind. And I can't really say why. It just, maybe it tastes like dirt.
Maybe. Well, let me.
Read the bottle. I'm so excited.
It's 100%. Tempranillo as well.
Wow, you nailed that.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, ripe strawberry and cherry flavors burst.
Told you, man.
Fourth.
Flavor explosion.
From Spain's signature Tempranillo grape.
Just keep saying it.
That time I didn't hesitate. It is the perfect everyday wine. To drink with pizza.
Okay.
Burgers. And fried foods.
I can still taste peanut butter, so maybe that's why I'm all...
I cannot taste peanut butter. That's why I had it earlier, as to not mess with the palate. So, literally, I don't know what I'm doing differently when I take a drink, but the first drink, it was good. The second one, it really, punched me in the face. The third drink I took, nothing really. And then the fourth, it punched me again, so... Apparently, I drink wine funky.
Mm.
I don't know. But that's... I mean, I agree with Michael. This is not one that I would purchase again.
This is not one for the record books.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the wine for now. We'll come back to it later and see if our opinions change. But we'll move on to follow-up. So the first thing I wanted to discuss in follow-up is the holiday extravaganza. As you may know, if you're listening to this, that there was an episode that popped up earlier in the week in our feed, and so we're reviewing all the Advent calendar wines day by day, trying to keep it short, and so we're going to do 4 episodes in total, and the next one will be out soon, so we're definitely interested to hear your feedback on that, and these types of special events and things in the future, maybe we'll look into doing more. There's not a lot of, things you can do, an Advent calendar, but maybe if we get a good response, it could be good. Now, definitely, we understand that it might be boring to just listen to us drink wine, so we're trying to mix it up a little bit. So definitely check it out. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah. And it's been a very, eye-opening experience for us so far, figuring out, what we do and don't like. And, I mean, I think I've mentioned it before here on the actual pod, this part of the podcast, that I think I'm more of a red drinker now than I was white, but... So many of the whites, I'm just like, they either have really funky, bad taste, or they're just so meh. Which, yeah, sometimes it's not bad to have, like, a so-so bland wine, but, like, also when you drink it, I kind of want, I want something to be there. So, it's been interesting, and it's still a decent amount that we get in it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a little bit less than what I would consider a full glass of wine for each of us when we divide it by two, but it's been a great way to expose us to different types of wine.
Yeah.
And to, like, without having to commit to a whole bottle. And granted, we have this podcast now centered around quote-unquote cheap wine, so you can get this kind of experience by buying a whole bottle, but sometimes you don't want to make that commitment. So
no, and also, like, remember, was it the Malbec that we tried that, like, it took us like 3 days to finish it? Sometimes, like, you just don't want to finish a full bottle, so this is perfect.
Yeah, it's been great. So I would recommend next year that everyone go to their local Aldi and wait in line and buy the wine advent calendar.
Yeah.
Next follow-up item is Black Friday purchases received. So, Jessica, what do you want to talk about with that?
So, I shared that, I think I shared that I bought clothes for Lil M, and they arrived yesterday, so they're washed and everything. And I know some of you may be thinking, but the holidays are here, and her birthday is coming up, but some of her, especially her pants, she's out of the 12-month size, or just about to be, because she's so tall. So I wanted to get some 18 month ones just so we would have it before potentially all the clothes that we get for her birthday and Christmas. So got that, a lot of cute stuff, washed them, and we'll see how it goes. Also, I bought stuff for me. I bought new leggings, like I said, for American Eagle, Aerie, and they're the most comfortable leggings that I've ever bought. So initially I saw my niece wearing them and was like, yo, where did you get those? And she said American Eagle.
Your adult niece, to be clear.
Oh yeah, she's 19 and 20. Is she about to be 20? Oh my gosh, she's almost 20 years old. So I was like, well, where did you get them? And then she sent me the link, and she got legit cotton ones, and they were sold out in those. They only had my size in one color, and I was too late to buy them. So I got these. They're in, like, athletic wear material, but they're not as tight as regular, like, workout leggings, and they have pockets, so they look more like casual pants. And I also got them because they're nice to wear to bed because they're tight, but not too tight, so I don't get tangled up in the pant leg, because that's a thing for me, and then I end up taking them off. So I've slept with them, and I got home Sunday, which I will talk about later where I was, and put them on, and I've legit put the other pair on once and back in these. They're amazing. So other than that, I don't think I bought anything else. Do you remember?
You know, just hair clothes, and yeah. I think that was it.
If there's anything else, it wasn't to write home about. So, Michael, what about you?
So, what counts as a Black Friday purchase?
That weekend. So, from, like, Friday to Cyber... I mean, I guess Tuesday, since everyone extended their sale.
Yeah, no, I mean, I bought something that was on Cyber Sale this week, and I've already received it. It was still part of the Cyber Week deal.
Okay, we'll include that, too.
Okay, so, I bought 4 pairs of shoes. But hold on, only 3 of them are for me.
Only.
So, all from the same brand, Ultra, which I've talked about before. I think I talked about that last week on the show. So my shoes have been received. I've yet to run in any of them. I took a walk over the weekend in one pair of them.
How'd you like them?
I like them a lot.
Of course. Just wondering.
Yeah, no, they're great shoes. And so I got the 4th pair because they did their deals progressively and they didn't have my exact size, and I waffled on it a little bit, but it's my absolute favorite style of their shoes, and it's just a killer colorway too, so it was the right thing to do. And I don't remember what else I got. Oh, I bought a UPS, a power supply, but that wasn't on Cyber Monday. I don't know. I bought like 2 things for other people. And so that's, I think, what the culture we live in these days is, like, to buy a bunch of stuff for yourself for these sales. And that's what I feel like. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm projecting myself onto other people. But
I think a lot of people do this to get stuff for other people. Like,
I just don't understand gifts. Like, I...
Yeah, that's definitely a you thing.
Yeah, like, I don't...
And I've been like that as I get older.
Yeah, like, I know what I want, and it's... Why add a middleman to tell someone what to buy me if I know what I want?
Yeah. My cousin and I have gotten really good with, like, this is what I want, or here's, like, 3 to 5 suggestions, and we pick from that. Or a few years ago, I said that I wanted, like, some kind of certain thing, and she, like, went on her own and bought, like, a little mini gift box of what went together. So, I hear you. Like, get it yourself. Mm-hmm. Or tell someone specifically what you want.
So, the coolest thing I got, though, was something that I did gift to you. Mm-hmm. I also got something for myself. We now have a family uniform, which is an Outdoor Research comfy neck hoodie. I think they said it's a comfy neck. I don't know. It's got a... Is there a name for this? Like, the front of the hoodie is super high.
So you can, like, cover your face up.
Yeah.
And it's... Because it's got, like, the elastic in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it can go up. But I don't know what they call it. I have a sweatshirt like this.
So, anyway, both of our... We're matching because they only had one colorway for that was still available on sale, and it was a very good sale, like over 50% off.
Woo! And, I haven't asked how much it was.
It was $26. And
that's it?
That's it. Yeah.
For Outdoor Research?
Totally good. Like, wow. A really good deal. But it's like...
Can I give you a high five?
That was a bad high five.
That was real bad.
But it was supposedly... I need to read more on the style, but it's like made from remnants to like of other... stuff that they make, so stuff that would have other guys gone to waste. So it's a good cause. I mean, you think of it that way, like, oh, that's great, it would have gone to waste, but then you're also like, oh, I paid them $26 for this. But still, no, it's great, and it's super comfy and extremely warm.
Yeah,
but the funny thing is that we match now. We like, and the color, and the it's blue on gray, and it makes us look like we're on like Star Trek or something. Like, we're basically piloting the USS Enterprise or whatever. Like,
maybe we can rip a selfie and put it in our post.
We could consider it. And so if this is our winter, like if we're gonna persist on matching, because I tend to wear the same hoodie, like I get home from work and take off my work shirt, which is a uniform shirt, and then put on a hoodie, and traditionally it's been a hoodie for the Cincinnati Reds, but maybe this is now what I wear, and so now we're just gonna match. But matching is life now, and this is just our 30s, I guess. We're old people.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I will try to make a point of it not to match, because not so other people don't make fun of us. It's just, I don't think, we don't need to. And I have a million hoodies.
Yeah, I did your laundry over the weekend and I folded 4 different gray hoodies, so.
I know. I have emotional connections to them.
Okay. That's enough for now on that
but
topic.
But yes, this is amazing and I'm very happy that he got it for me.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah.
Pound sign Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Okay. You're in the next follow-up item is yours.
The next follow-up item is my DF, aka my damn foot, aka the thing that is holding me back from running. I finally went to the doctor today just to be like, so I can figure it out. So Michael said, what do you expect to get out of this? And I was like, I just wanted to answer, like, do I need to go to physical therapy? Do they need to give me a special brace? What do I need to do? Or is there legitimately, like, a stress fracture in there and I need to wear a boot? Or do they not do casts anymore, by the way?
They do casts, but it...
Like, because I don't remember the last time I've seen a cast.
That's true. I haven't seen a person in a
like
cast
I
in
all
a long
now
time.
People with, like, a foot problem, they're always in a boot. Is that better? Like, so that way you can take it off and take a shower? I don't know.
Casts are nasty.
Oh, they are.
I've never had a cast, but casts are nasty.
Really? You've never had a cast?
The only bone I've ever broken in my life is my nose, and they can't put your face in a cast.
Did you wear the
face
mat? Damn. I had a cast.
Indoor recess.
Mm-hmm. I had a cast on my right thumb going into 7th grade or 8th grade, and it was in the summer, so I got the waterproof one,
mm-hmm.
so you could go swimming, and it was still real gross.
Yeah. Kids are gross.
Yeah. But anyway, so I did that. I went today, so gonna get it checked out, you know? Let's see what's wrong with this thing. Need to figure it out, because like I said last time, like now it's just randomly tingling and all that kind of stuff, and it's not painful to the point of not being able to walk right now, but if I walk 2 or 3 days in a row, it really hurts, and doing an ACE wrap doesn't help. I have a little compression sleeve for my foot. It doesn't do anything, and I bought a brace, and I felt like it didn't do anything, so I returned it. So, hopefully, maybe next week, but it might not be till the new year that you hear an update on this, but hopefully, like I said, I just want to know what's wrong to make this better so I can go back to being active as I want to be. So we'll see, and I'll keep you posted. Any other follow-up for you?
No follow-up for me. So let's go into the what's happened since the last episode. Jessica, I think this should really center on you since you were the key point of having the most fun since the last episode.
Okay, so last Friday I went to Nashville with my best friend's birthday and three other friends, and I met them there, and we were there Friday afternoon until Sunday morning for her birthday, like I said. And I don't know if anyone of you guys have been to Nashville, like, it is so, so, so much fun to just, there's so many people, so if you're not into people, like, I get it, just go early then, because, like, around 8 and 9, there's not as many people, but, like, come midnight and stuff, like, every bar is packed. But there's live music, they call it Music Row, it's Broadway in Nashville. Saturday night, the Predators played.
Okay.
So, and Saturday afternoon, there was a Christmas parade, and we missed it. I don't know how we missed it. That's what happens when you just go down and you don't plan anything. And, yeah, hit me. So, what happened? We went out. Friday night was a pretty casual night. We had dinner. We went to the bars and, I mean,
we don't need a minute by minute.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to, like, figure out what happened. It's just so much fun. So, this is my third time going, and every time has been with my friend whose birthday it was. So the second time I went, Michael and I met her and her a friend there. Michael did not enjoy it that much because every bar played the same song and there was like no country music that night for some reason.
Yeah, it was really strange. My boss went to Nashville recently and he asked what I thought, and I was like, yeah, it's fine, but like, it's not, he was expecting country music and country and western, like, he's German, so I was like, no, like, they all play pop basically, and that's what we heard. Like, I heard My Own Worst Enemy by Lit like six different times.
And we heard Fall Out Boy a lot. Yeah, that time. This time it was like all country. Like, one bar we walked into, they were playing Metallica. Second to last bar we were at, they played Linkin Park. But otherwise, like, there were a few things here and there, but like, it was all country this time, and I don't know why.
Huh.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, there was a fair amount of like new country, let's say, yeah, back then, and I like, that has to be what's popular with the women, like the Sam Hunt and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's fine, like, it's just not really my scene. So what I wanted to ask you, Jessica, is, do you think that you would stay out later in Austin if you went with Amy? Because you and I went to Austin almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And we didn't stay out that late because we were old people even before we had a kid.
I know. I wish we would have.
We stayed on Dirty Sixth, which is right like at the heart of all of this stuff.
And I talked about it too. I told them, I was like, Amy, if you want to do this other trip, like, we should go to Austin.
Yeah, I think it would
because
be,
it's a smaller version of this.
It's not
that block.
Yeah, Dirty Sixth is smaller than Broadway on Nashville, yeah, but there's a lot more to do in it. I mean, in my opinion, there's probably more to do in Austin at large than there is in Nashville.
We took full advantage of that because we didn't rent a car and we just walked or took a lift everywhere, so it was legit.
Right.
So we were forced, basically, to, like, do everything.
But I remember, I liked Austin more for a lot of reasons, yeah, but I remember I think our last night in Austin, we went to a bar and there was a guy playing just songs that were, like, right in my wheelhouse, and I was totally into that.
He was swooning.
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of swooning. Okay, so the guy, it was actually really cool. The guy whose music I really enjoyed started to play a Third Eye Blind song that you would never hear in a bar. You would never hear anywhere. It's called Slow Motion from their album Blue. It was so bad that it was actually censored on the version of the album that I had, but I grew up, this is a formative album for me. I'm not like a huge Third Eye Blind fan now, but the album was formative for me because it was what I had at the time, and because I just listened to it incessantly when I was probably a freshman in high school, like freshman going into a sophomore maybe even. And so like, I was obsessed with this album, and then to hear this guy break into a song that's like super, it feels like it's personal to me because, like, you have to really know, like, try to find the lyrics somewhere to find a version of the song that resonates with people. So I connected with that guy, let's say. And so, I don't know, like, live music was cool. And so that, I understand why people like Nashville, and I would give it another shot.
And I mean, so I would probably stay out just because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Her and I together, or she especially likes to do it. And you and I, we do other things. So I do wish there was at least one night that we stayed out for a little while, mm-hmm. long, at least later than what we did in Austin to like fully enjoy it, because on Thursday, on Friday, Saturday nights, they block off that street and people are just walking everywhere. So like Nashville, there's just cars, so many Ubers and Lyfts there just waiting. Mm-hmm. But so it's, Austin was a lot of fun, but Nashville is just literally every bar. I remember the first time I went with her, though, we were like, let's just bar hop, get one drink at a bar, and then go to the next. And after like the first three, we were like, we can't get a drink at every single bar we go to. We'll die. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. Which, little side note about like the drinks and stuff. On Saturday night, I was the perfect amount of buzzed the entire night. I don't know what I did, what I ate. I don't know what happened. But, like, let me give you a rundown of my drinks. Started with an Angry Orchard. Got a Jell-O shot. Because we told the waiter it was Amy's birthday. And then someone ordered Jell-O shots. I had at least, I'd say, four Angry Orchards. I had the Jell-O shot. I had a rum and coke. I had three vodka sodas. And I had some of a girl's gin and tonic. And I never once felt like drunk. It was wild. But it was so much fun. So much fun. I'm serious. If you guys have never been to Nashville, you should go. And yes, it kind of depends on who you're with. And if you're that type of person, are you the person to go out to a bar until 1 a.m.? Like, if you're not, then you just won't stay out that late. And if you like live music, then this is for you. Or go on like a Wednesday or Thursday. I know Thursday would still be busy because of Thirsty Thursday. But like, go during the week potentially, because there's still live music. It's just not as crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's so much fun. And I don't know what else to say about it. Oh, before I left, Michael was at work, so we had our neighbor watch Lil M until he got home, so that was nice. So she came over and hung out the house for a little while, but seriously, it was so much fun. I'm happy that I went, and I don't know what else to say about it. So, since I was in Nashville all weekend, what did you do?
I tried to freeze our child to death. So I had my first solo parenting night nights and a full day. Like, I had done, back before we moved and when Jessica was still working, I had done a full day, like a Saturday or Sunday, no problem. Like, I could handle the child all day. But this was the first time where I had her. So Friday night I had her and had to put her down by myself for the first time, which I put her to sleep every night and give her a sleep bottle. So Friday it was not super abnormal. And this was another thing that I had done back when Jessica was working, that sometimes I would put her to bed before Jessica got home. So that wasn't abnormal, but then to have her all day Saturday by myself, this was a first. And yeah. So it's not like it was crazy. Like, Jessica's had it way worse for a week or whatever on her own, and she'll have it way worse in the near future for a week or more without her, but, or without me there and being alone or having to rely on other people. But yeah, it was my first solo weekend. And so we celebrated because I had to run. Like, this is what I do Saturday and Sunday. I run every Saturday and Sunday. I run every Saturday and Sunday. I run.
Okay.
And so
we get it.
If I say it slower, I just want to really hammer it home. So
this is why people don't like runners.
Why is that?
Because you just, like, beat a dead horse.
Yeah, that's what it's out there. That's what it's like out there running, step after step, day after day, building that base, getting ready for the next big race.
Oh my God, go on.
You started it. I know. And so Saturday morning, it was like 45-ish when we went out, and I underdressed Madeline, frankly. And so we got to about 2 miles and she got fussy. And I powered on for another quarter mile and she was still fussy. And so we were then 2.25 miles from home in the jogging stroller and she was very upset. And so I had there's nothing I can do in that situation. There's no way I could make her warmer other than it wasn't sunny, but I lowered the sunshade and hoped that that would break some of the wind a little bit on the jogging stroller. And then I just hauled ass back home basically. And then she was hysterical when we got home and her feet were cold and her hands were cold and her face was cold. And so I just wrapped her in a blanket and then gave her a little bit of food, but she remained hysterical. And I put her in a fleece sleep sack and let her go to sleep. And it was fine. She warmed up and has recovered fine. There seems to be no effect
long term. So let's just say, like, yes, he underdressed her, but it's not like he didn't put a coat or anything on her.
Yeah, no.
So like, she had a lightweight fleece jacket on. She didn't have gloves, because honestly, we don't have gloves.
We didn't.
We do now. And none of her legit winter hats fit anymore, so we didn't have a hat at that point.
And the jacket had a hood, so I thought that would be sufficient to retain heat.
But it doesn't stay on.
Yeah.
So it was just...
And I didn't put shoes, so she had a single layer of pants and socks. And, I mean, I was running and my hands were cold, and so that's how I knew it was a problem. But I just realized it too late. And just trying to get out the door was another factor. Like, you just want to get out because, like, there's the dogs and the baby and everything else. You just got to get going. And if you don't get going, then it takes forever. So,
yeah.
It was fine, and then we did whatever the rest of Saturday. We stayed in the house all day, as far as I remember. I don't think I had any actual external human contact the entire day.
How did that feel?
I tried to be upset about it. Like, I thought I should feel weird about it, but I really didn't. it's not true. I didn't. So we went
on a walk.
When she went to sleep, I went. So my goal was to run 10 miles on Saturday. And so she went to sleep and I finished on the treadmill. So I ran another 5.5 miles on the treadmill while she was sleeping. And I got to my goal because we finished at 4.5, if you remember the math numbers that I gave you earlier. So I got to my 10. And then later in the day, I was like, well, I don't really want to, like, I had no reason to go out and spend money or, like, pack her up in the car seat. Like, there was things I could have gone and bought or done, but I didn't feel like it. And so we went for a walk in the stroller and I did pass a group of 3 people, like one adult and 2 teenagers, basically. So I did acknowledge them. So that was my human contact for the day.
I thought you were going to say, like, you saw one of our neighbors or something. Like, I was waiting for that. And literally, you, like, did you even say anything or you just acknowledged?
I said, how's it going? Like, one of the weird things, like, it was an asynchronous conversation where they're like, how are you? And I'm like, how's it going? You know, like that. You know, like, it in the context of, like, what I've learned is being an American is weird, or maybe it's just me that's weird, but, like, you can't answer a question with a question, but that's, like, acceptable. Like, neither of us wanted an answer to that question. Like, yeah. I didn't give 2 shits how they were doing, but,
yeah.
And they didn't either. So, anyway, that was my human contact for Saturday, and then Sunday, we went for another run, but I dressed her more appropriately. So, I left her in a sleeper, I put on a second pair of pants, I put on socks on her feet and shoes, and then I put a pair of socks on her hands. And then I put on the jacket as well, and she was so happy. Like, we went for an hour, so we did, I think I did 7 miles, maybe 7.5, and she was so happy for an entire hour in the stroller.
She loves the stroller, so the fact that she got hysterical on Saturday really means something, and I'm not trying to, like...
Yeah, make me feel horrible.
It's yeah, but, like, I mean, it happened to me one time in the summer. I don't know what happened, but she got hysterical in the stroller, and she just doesn't do that. So he sent me a video when they finished, and she was just so happy and kicking her feet.
Yeah, it was awesome, and she had a great time. And so it was a lesson, and it's how you learn. And in the moment, this is my bit of reflection I haven't shared with you yet. In the moment on Saturday when she was hysterical, I didn't feel bad in the moment. I felt like I just needed to get her to a good place, and it's fine, and I feel a little bit worse as time goes on, but the fact that she's okay obviously means that there's no reason to be upset about it. Just take the lesson and learn from it and don't do it again.
Right.
But I thought of that even as I was running. I was thinking that, you know, I don't feel bad right now. I just feel like I need to get home. And so it's interesting just trying to reflect on what that means, because I saw it as a possibility when we left, but not enough of a possibility to do anything about it. So it's all about improving, continuous improvement, and lessons learned. Yeah. This is, I mean, I work in quality, so this is my life anyway. So that is that. Let's see. All the rest of these are mine. So let's go through some of this. I have turned this section into a different corner, which apparently is Michael's recommendation corner or things I want to reflect on. So just one statement I'm going to make that is potentially controversial. I'm not willing to debate it, but you can hit me up on Instagram. Hit us up if you have any debate. But Taylor Swift's 1989 is one of the best albums of all time.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And I don't feel bad about it. So I came into it in a roundabout way. So Jessica was a Taylor Swift fan and listened to it. And I was like, whatever, this is fine. The song got stuck in my head, but I didn't really appreciate it. And Ryan Adams, who is now canceled, I understand this. Ryan Adams covered the album 1989 front to back and released it. And that's when I got hooked on it.
It's such a good album. Because it really, he doesn't do anything like pomp, like circumstance, all that. Like, it's just him singing it, and that's when you can really tell that, like, Taylor Swift can write songs.
Yeah, and so I would definitely recommend that you not listen to Ryan Adams' 1989. He doesn't deserve your money or anything. He's a shitty human being, and he should be canceled. But
wow,
hey, the facts are the facts, man. Okay. And so, but ultimately, the only reason we bring him up is to say that that's what turned me onto this album. But Taylor Swift doing the songs is actually extremely good, too. For some reason today, the song Wildest Dreams came into my head. And
my favorite song from that album.
It's a really good song. And but Style is also probably one of my favorite songs, too. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, whatever. I like a Taylor Swift album. I'm fine with this. I can live with this. Life is fine. So just getting that out there. My next recommendation is a podcast called Slow Burn.
Are you shocked that he's talking about another podcast?
Yeah, everything that I listen to is on the show. And so the first two seasons of Slow Burn were about the Watergate controversy and during the Nixon presidency and his subsequent resignation, and then the Clinton impeachment. And then the host, Leon Mayfock, left Slate, and he's doing something else now. He's working on something else. I don't remember what it is. And the third season is a strange departure, but it's about Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls or the Notorious B.I.G. And it's really compelling and interesting. I wasn't sure if I would hear it through, but they've done a great job of reporting it in the same style as the first two seasons of Slow Burn. The problem with the third season especially is that they're super heavy on ads, like extremely heavy. The episode this week was 32 minutes, and I feel like there were at least 7 or 8 minutes of ads in it.
Yeah.
And I might be exaggerating, but there's 3 ad breaks in every episode, and 3 ad breaks in a 30-minute episode is excruciating.
Yeah.
Excruciating.
Yeah.
And so, but the story and storytelling is really good, and I understand that they have to pay for it somehow. So I definitely recommend you check it out. Season 3 is great if you're just into rap, but seasons 1 and 2 are good. So Jessica has started on season 1, even though I recommended it to her just to listen to season 3. So
I don't remember the direct, like, you should listen to this one, but I remember you saying listen to this podcast, and then you must have said the first season was Watergate, the second Bill Clinton, and then this. So I just went straight to season 1. So it's interesting, especially in what's going on right now in the world.
Yeah, so I think if they continue making seasons regularly, like season 7 or 8, you'll finally have context on what's going on now.
Yeah.
To cover it. Because, I mean, all I can say is that as crazy as it is to live this in real time, it's going to be crazier to look back in 15 or 20 years. If I mean, these types of podcasts taught me anything.
Yeah.
So I'm almost afraid for it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my final recommendation is a documentary from Netflix called Game Changers that I watched this weekend while I was solo parenting. Not while I was solo parenting, while the child was napping. No, she was sleeping. She was asleep for the night. It doesn't matter.
Wouldn't matter if you watched it when she was awake.
It kind of matters. And so, anyway, I watched this documentary called Game Changers. It's about people who follow a plant-based diet who are athletes, It's told from the perspective of an MMA. Jesus, I can't pronounce anything right now. I'm sorry, you're not supposed to call that out when you're talking about it. It makes it worse. But it's told from the perspective of an MMA fighter who injures both of his knees and has to have surgery and then starts doing research and learns that meat might not be helping him recover. So I will say that I am the worst person to give a recommendation on a topic like this. Well, not a topic like this, but you should never blindly trust the recommendation of someone who is suggesting to you something that clearly supports their viewpoint, right? Like, you should be critical of this if you're skeptical about vegan diets in general. But it's obviously good for me. Like, it's great and easy for me to recommend because all of the science in this documentary agrees with my current diet and beliefs and everything. So be discriminating, read the research, but in general, like, being a vegan is the right thing, or following a plant-based diet especially is the right thing to do if you're an athlete, and it's the right thing to do for a lot of reasons. But this documentary goes into great length to help with that and to provide some scientific reasons why it's better. And it even says that if you eat a plant-based dinner, you have a longer, harder sleep boner. So, oh, not to spoil it for you, but that's definitely in the documentary. So check it out. It's an hour and 24 minutes that you will probably not regret spending on this. So that will conclude that section, and we will move on to the searching section. So, Jessica, what have you searched for since the last episode?
Oh, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to talk again.
Yeah. My mouth is dry from this dry wine and from talking forever.
Yeah, let's talk about the wine, though, really quick.
Okay.
So what do you think? You still think that it's dry?
It's extremely dry. I have cotton mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's still strong. It punches you. The end right there was actually really fruity, but the beginning, before it was flip-flopped.
That has got a punch of strength right there. Like, this is not...
It's not a smooth, easy drinking wine.
No, like, this is not something you should be drinking on its own. I feel like you should have food with it.
Yeah. Agreed.
But
here we are.
I feel like I could drink an entire lake right now.
Ew. You want to drink water out of a lake?
Why won't you take your husband to the lake? Yeah, no.
Okay, anyway. Moving on. We'll follow back up with the wine before we end this. What have I Googled? I have Googled how much water should an 11-month-old drink. So just plain water to contribute to the formula. How much should she drink? I literally found anywhere between 8 ounces a day and 24 ounces a day. So have at it, kid. And I haven't thought about asking the pediatrician because honestly, she hasn't drank a ton outside of meals and stuff, but she's just learned how to use the sippy cup. So now, like, if it's on the living room floor and she's playing, like, she'll take a drink really quick. Now when she's eating, it seems like she's not drinking as much. And she'll just drink afterwards when she's playing. So I looked that up. And at her 12-month appointment, I will ask, especially because she's leaving formula and everything. The next thing that I have Googled is baby gloves and hats. So we talked about that before. We didn't have them. We got some. We thought about getting fancy ones from Patagonia just because we like the brand and we know they'd be great. But one, we live in the South, so we don't need like snow style gloves for her, you know? And also too, we didn't want to risk losing an expensive pair of gloves.
Yeah, it would happen.
Yeah.
And she's going to grow out of them in short term.
Yeah. So these, I think, have a little fleece lining on the inside. They're mittens. It was a 3-pack that we got on Amazon for like $15. So I put one in the diaper bag.
Just one glove?
Yes, one glove. I put one pair in the diaper bag. One pair in the pocket of her coat hanging up in the closet. And then the other one, I don't know where we want to put it. So it's currently on the kitchen island.
Okay.
But now we're covered in those areas. So at least we've got it. the last...
No, let me get in here. Oh, like, you don't want me to talk forever, right? Like, okay, it shouldn't be diatribes. We should alternate these off.
Oh, my bad.
My bad. So, I have been searching for the best podcasting host platform. As you guys know, we're on Anchor. Anchor.fm/cheap. And it's fine because it's free. And it seems like you guys don't get ads. I do occasionally listen off of the feed. And it seems like you're not getting like things that we don't consent to. But I would like to enhance our podcast a little bit and have like an Excel sheet for or some sort of way to display the wines that we've sampled so far. And maybe have some other options. So I've looked at other hosting platforms and how easy it is to move off of Anchor and what it would cost. And it doesn't make sense to move off of Anchor right now, but so it's just something I'm thinking about. So again, I'm still trying to think of a way to share our wine recommendations. In no small part, so we can look back and see right. what we've sampled before, but also to make that available to other people.
Yeah.
So there's that. If you have any ideas or suggestions, let me know. And also I've been searching for a way to cancel an expensive credit card. So when I say expensive, I don't mean expensive interest rate, because I don't pay interest on credit cards. That's not a way to live your life, but live your own life, live your life the way you want to live it. But I am not out here paying interest on my credit cards. So I have a Chase Sapphire Preferred card, which has a $450 annual fee. That's what I'm talking about. It comes with a lot of benefits, including a $300 travel credit per year. So that really, if you want to do the math in your head, means that the annual fee is quote unquote only $150, which would still make it very expensive
right.
as annual fees go. And so I think this is the year I abandon it. I first got it in 2017. So I paid that fee. Maybe you don't pay it the first year. I don't remember. Actually, I think you do pay it the first year. Anyway, it had a killer sign-on bonus and I've had benefit, so I'm happy that I had it, but I think it's time for it to go. So searching for the best way to get rid of that. I don't know what to say other than that's what I was doing.
Yeah,
that's what
I searched for. It's just what you search for.
So what about you? Jump in here. What else have you been searching for?
Okay, well, I have searched for baby poop and blueberries because she had two disgusting poopy diapers the other day, but she had so many blueberries at dinner the other night. She just kept shoving them in her mouth.
Like four at a time. This kid. As many as she can fit in her hand or as many as are going in her mouth.
Yeah, and she just shoves her fist in her mouth. So I know, like, the forum that I'm on, people will post a picture. Like, want your opinion.
Are you fucking serious?
Picture included.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And so
no.
I sorry to God.
No.
I never collect anything that says picture included. I don't care what it is. Nope. Don't want to know. Nope. So I knew I had to be careful with this. I didn't, like, even click any forum postings, nothing like that, because I didn't want to risk seeing a picture of poop. But it's normal. She had a lot of blueberries. The poop was super duper dark. And apparently, like, if she doesn't chew them well, they could be whole or halved or whatever in her diaper. Just like, bloop, go right through her. So I was like, well, I'm glad I changed her diaper in the middle of the night and saw nothing other than it was disgusting. So it's a normal thing. Can also turn the poop blue.
Yo, have kids. This is a blast.
I texted Michael that morning and was like, you missed out. He's covering up in his outfit, his space suit.
Yeah, I'm preparing for takeoff.
You look silly.
Thank you.
Okay, what else have you searched for?
So the last thing on my list for today is workbenches. So as we've covered many times, we are from a new house. Recording from a new house for us, relatively. And so that means that my garage was empty and I need a workbench of some kind. And originally I was going to buy an expensive solution for the workbench, but now I'm trying to find a good, like, solution to build from 2x4s.
What, really?
Yeah.
I have told him so many times, you could do this. Build it yourself. You could do it. Build it yourself. And a few times here and there he'll do something, and I have not pushed this one because I didn't know. Really?
Yeah.
You can do it.
Maybe I'll even buy a miter saw or something to cut.
Isn't that expensive?
Oh, now you're worried about the cost.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, for like, will we get our money worth from it?
Well, if the miter saw plus the wood costs less than the cabinets, which it will,
okay,
then yes.
Okay. Sorry. So, go on.
Anyway, we should talk about this outside the podcast. So anyway, I've been searching for a good plan to build a approximately 12-foot long workbench to start with, and I think I'll pursue that. The problem is that none of our cars can accommodate
12-foot
long wood.
Would you have to rent like a Home Depot truck?
I don't know what I'm going to have to rent. So it's on the cards, but it's what I've been searching for. So that's all I had for this week. What about you? Anything else that you can think of?
I feel like there was something that I searched for right before we came down here, but now I don't remember.
Well, that's not important. Let's wrap this up with a review of the wine. So we're drinking our dinner tonight. There's no protein. There's no starch.
Yep. All appetizers today. Mm-hmm. It is dry. It is punch you with alcohol and flavors. Some flavors, not a lot. Just like randomly I get a fruit taste to it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's hard to drink.
I don't like it at all.
So I'm not super like upset with it. I would not choose it again. But the one that took us like 3 days to finish,
I would take them all back over this.
No, I would not.
I would.
That one was too much for me.
I would take it.
So this one, so I will be finishing this.
I mean, so there's like half a glass left for each of us, and I'll do my share. Right? Because what I know is that if we don't finish this tonight, if we put the cap back on this and put it on the shelf, I will never touch it again.
No, I but I don't never want to finish it tonight. That's the thing. So I'm not finishing this tonight.
All right, well,
I won't be able to.
I'm going to cap it. And
then cap it.
You're going to have to finish it.
That's what I was just saying. I will finish this.
All right.
I'll put it in the freaking refrigerator, too. Let's get it chilled.
All right.
I don't care. What's it going to do?
Take up space in our refrigerator.
Yeah,
that
we're
we
jammed.
Don't have.
Yeah, we're jammed in there.
So
much food for Lil M and lots of beverages.
So the Tempranillo, I would not buy
Ooh.
Again.
Is that how you say it? You said it way better than me.
It's like the fourth time I've said it between this and the.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Tempranillo.
Tempranillo or Tempranillo? What did I say
Tempranillo.
Before?
Tempranillo. So we can tell who has not taken Spanish and who has not taken Spanish in this group.
Uh-huh.
At least they make an effort, you know?
True.
Because if you're not the person who says quesadilla at Taco Bell.
No,
so,
quesadilla.
So why don't you say Tempranillo?
I don't know. I don't think that much through.
Yeah.
Phonetically
Phonetically. English phonetics, not
Spanish
seriously. Phonetics. So anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy this again, but I will finish the bottle.
So?
Tomorrow. Not tonight.
Starting at 10 a.m.
Whoa. I have a child to take care of.
Yes, you do.
Can I add one little tidbit?
Always.
Okay, so the Nashville thing, you didn't ask me and I forgot to bring it up. It was my first time away from her for a night.
Oh, this isn't where I thought this was going. Continue. Oh.
Okay. It was my first time away. So, for all of you people out there wondering how I did great.
Way to go.
Not saying I don't love her or anything, so all you haters, calm down.
I have the perfect level of buzz. That's what probably helped with it.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, I was fine. I knew she would be in good hands, and yeah. And if something did happen, hopefully nothing happened, and thankfully nothing did, but hopefully nothing would have. There are people here that thankfully on the street would have helped us or helped him. So it was fine, and it was great. It was really nice to get away and have like human conversation, and these people are all parents too, all moms, so we talked a little bit about her, but otherwise it was like no baby talk, which is nice because like that's just how you bond with someone, especially at the beginning, that it's just baby.
Yeah, as soon as someone finds out you have a kid, it's all they want to talk about.
Which, again, like, it's I understand it when they're close in age and you're first meeting someone and, like, especially a first-time parent, you want to see, like, is this the same thing that's happening with you? But then after a while, all these women, their kids are older. I think the youngest is, like, 6, maybe 7, that it was, like, nothing. And it was just really nice. And Nashville's amazing. Go. And Michael was amazing all weekend. And it was great.
All right. I am amazing. So
you are.
On that note, remember to follow us on Instagram at cheapwineparenting. Mm-hmm. Instagram.com/cheapwineparenting if you don't have the app. And leave us a review on iTunes and check us out on anchor.fm/cheap if you want to leave us some voice feedback, if you want to be included in the episode. Nobody's done that yet, so we don't really know how we would integrate it in the show, but we would make it work for you.
Yeah, we will make this work. Don't you listen to him.
So, and definitely, like I said earlier, make sure you give us your feedback if you have any on the holiday extravaganza. We're definitely interested to hear how that is going for all of you. And, yeah, anything you want to add?
This last drink that I just took was really bad, so thoughts and prayers to me tomorrow when I try to finish this thing.
Yeah.
Might take, like, 3 days of really small glasses.
We're really thinking about you. So.
Oh, I still have cheese from the advent calendar missed, so I can just, like, take it from the days that I've missed.
Way to go.
Okay. Don't worry, guys. I got this.
You got it. But always solving problems, just like a mom. So.
No, just like a former manager, okay?
Oh, okay. Former manager. Thank retired you. Assistant to the store manager. I'm just kidding. Assistant to the regional manager.
I'm about to punch him.
Okay. On that note, thanks a lot for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.